let's do the thing.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Chris.
How are you?
I'm good.
I see you're doing some drawings of some Disney characters.
You know what else I'm doing?
Fucking goats. It's another room full of nerd stuff joke that nobody's gonna get.
Nobody's gonna get it because no one heard us record last night.
Because it is lost in the annals of history.
Did you actually delete it, or is it sitting in your computer somewhere, festering?
I haven't deleted it yet. No, it's just.
God damn it, Christopher.
We may feud again. You may. I may have to go into the middle of the ring and be like, Mike, I got something I need the whole world to hear right now.
I'll be like, I don't care if people fuck goats. Go ahead, fuck them if you want. And he'll be like, see, he wants to fuck goats. No, he just says
it should
be okay.
Is that the man you want as your world's heavyweight champion?
And if we're in the South, people go, yeah.
The security closes in on the ring. I must go.
So what are we talking about tonight? What's the thing?
We could probably get away with that in TNA. They have no security.
Don't they?
I mean,
certainly
I guess they
someone
just have,
has had to try and rush that ring.
I guess they just have, like, Samoa Joe, and they're just like, if you fucking let anybody get in the ring, you ain't gonna get no donuts.
I need my donuts.
Because he's overweight.
I need my donuts, man.
Really need my donuts. Donuts. I mean, I've seen some interesting things poking around on the internet today. Did you play Flappy Bird?
I did play Flappy Bird.
What did you think of Flappy Bird?
I grabbed it right, like, as I heard that you have 24 hours left to get it.
Yeah, I had grabbed it before then, played it once, and went, wow, this is the most poorly designed piece of shit I've ever seen, and didn't touch it. And then they were like, Flappy Bird is gone. And I was like, oh, that piece of shit. And then I got my highest score ever in it.
See, I don't think it's that bad. I mean,
I've played worse. Yes,
I've played much worse games. It's like, I don't think it's that big of a piece of shit, but I...
For example, I have played Flappy Brian. Because now the Flappy Bird clones are coming out, which is, you know, the pipes and everything, but instead of Flappy Bird, it's Daniel Bryan.
Is it really?
Yes, it's a little pixelated Daniel Bryan, and when he clears a pipe, he screams, yes! And when he hits a pipe, he screams, no! And it's actually, like, coded worse than Flappy Bird.
How do you code it worse? There's no coding. It's kick. Like, you press the thing, he jumps. If you hit a thing, he dies.
He's got, like, the biggest hitbox. And then Sesame Street put out Flappy Bert.
Oh, Jesus.
Which is Bert being carried by the hair by a bird flying through obstacles that are not Mario pipes. And then today I read about Flappy Bird MMO. Which is basically you play Flappy Bird in your web browser, but there's other people playing at the same time, and you see all their Flappy Birds, too. This is a phenomenon! And it was maybe, like, 15 minutes of coding.
Yeah, that...
Some stolen graphics.
Now, the bird itself is actually one of the fish, right?
It's, like, the fish and then something else fused together. Flappy Bird Mario graphics.
Oh my gosh, you're really gonna...
Yeah, because you mentioned it, and I'm like, I remember seeing that, and I don't remember it, and now it's gonna piss me off.
Because I think it's one of the fish from,
it is
like,
one of,
from like,
it is one of the fish. Yeah, it's one of the fish, and then it's something else, because it's not just the fish. Like, it's the fish, and then another thing. I can't remember. Flappy Bird Mario graphics stolen?
I don't know. I just... like, when the guy took it down and he, like, apologized for making it.
Yeah.
I kind of felt bad
kind
for
of
the
like,
guy.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, this guy made this game. Sure, it's no, like, award winner, but he made a game, released it for free, and then people bullied him into taking it down. I kind of felt bad for the guy.
It is the fish's body. modified slightly, and then it's got Cheep Cheep's, or Spike's, lips.
That's what it is, okay.
And then he tweaked the eye. I mean, like, it looks different, but you can see the inspiration there.
Right. But, yeah, I don't know. I played it. I still have it on my phone. I turn it on.
By the way, you can buy an unlocked iPhone on eBay with Flappy Bird installed. They're going for $700.
What? Because it's a phone that has this shitty game on it?
Yes.
That you can't get anywhere else now?
No, that's not entirely true. I read it was still up on the Windows market because he forgot to take it off there because nobody shops on the Windows market. And I mean, if you're an Android user, all you have to do is find somebody who's still got the VPN file, I think it is, or is it an APK file, the install file for it, and then you can just install it yourself on an Android phone.
I don't know why anyone would go through that much trouble to get fucking Flappy Bird.
Because now it is a part of our culture, Flappy Bird.
But
it's all Flappy.
No, it was a free game. That's kind of annoying. It's not. It's not part of our culture. No!
I reject Flappy Bird as a cultural standpoint.
Like, it is not like Ghostbusters or Power Rangers or Hulk Hogan or things that, like, sort of ingrain themselves into society. It's fucking Flappy Bird.
What you gonna do when Flappy Bird runs wild over you?
No. It is not that big of a deal. It is certainly not big of a deal. Person out there who won't listen to this because you're not Tarv, do not spend $700 on a fucking phone just to get Flappy Bird.
I don't know. The only upside to them doing that is they're going to play Flappy Bird and eventually forget to eat, and then they'll die. And I feel like we'll be a little better.
That might put humanity in a better place.
I am also reading that in addition to the Wii U getting some, I'm just going to go with video game news for right now because I have Kotaku pulled up now.
Good times. Kotaku.
Awesome. Jesus. Kotaku. I had to find the fucking Flappy Bird article. So, Wii U is, Bayonetta 2 is coming out, and Wii U is also getting an RPG called X, which I know nothing about, but I saw a couple screenshots of and thought I would be interested in that. Evidently, Wii U's virtual console, starting in April, will have Game Boy Advance games.
Ooh!
Which is really cool, because I fucking loved my Game Boy Advance SP.
I got a Game Boy Advance right towards the end of its run, so I didn't really get to enjoy it that much.
I got mine in 2004, so not far from the end of its run. There was still like 2 or 3 years on it. I didn't play many games on it. I played Metroid Zero Mission and Metroid Fusion and Castlevania, Aria of Sorrow. What else do I have? Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga, Golden Sun, one of the Golden Suns, I can't remember which one.
I think I got Superstar Saga and then like a Extreme Ghostbusters game that was on it.
Oh, and man, that game that it was kind of like, oh, that's going to suck, and then it wasn't that bad?
Yeah, it was actually kind of fun. I mean, it was a side scroller, whatever. It wasn't anything fantastic, but it was a fun game.
It was a Ghostbusters game.
But I didn't really get into the Game Boy Advance, and I never got a DS. So
I have stumbled into a DS recently, and I've got the Castlevania game, of course, on there. I wanted to play Dawn of Sorrow because, as we've established in previous episodes, I'm a big Castlevania fan.
You are the biggest Castlevania fan I've ever met.
I am the only Castlevania fan you have ever met.
I mean, I've met people who are like, Castlevania, yeah, that's a rad game. It's got a cool soundtrack. Those are pretty good games.
Good games.
But you are super fucking obsessed with this game.
Obsessed. They're just really good games. Like, even the bad Castlevanias are fun.
Super obsessed.
Goat fucker.
So now I know that when I need to go to the bathroom in the middle of the podcast, I'll be like, Chris, tell me about Castlevania, and then walk off.
Oh, well, I don't know. It makes more sense than the X-Men, so I don't think it would be that hard.
Like, tell me the storyline from Castlevania 1 to now. Go.
Castlevania had a storyline, and then it ended, and they rebooted it, and now it's Lords of Shadow.
God damn it.
Yeah, see, that doesn't work.
Couldn't have even tried to give me something for that bit.
Couldn't even give a fuck.
Son of a bitch.
I'm all out of fucks.
Now you're trying to just pretend like you're not that into it. You're like, yeah, I like it.
I'm very into it.
I like it, whatever.
I have always been very into Castlevania. I like stories with lore. I like atmosphere of the franchise. I love that kind of moody, gothic look to it. I didn't play Castlevania 64, but from what I've seen of it, I would not have cared much for it. Fucking,
the most angular 1600.
A European castle in the 1600s where you are attacked by motorcycle riding skeletons.
Yeah, they had motorcycles in the 1600s.
And motorcycles in the 1600s. They were all, you know, they were powered by steam and pigeons.
They were steam powered and went like 3 miles an hour, but they existed.
That technology was eventually turned into the Georgia internet hamsters.
The 16th century motorcycle engines powered by pigeons.
If your internet stops working, you can use your internet hamster to power your emergency motorcycle.
How does that work in the snow? Can you drive it in the snow?
No, the hamster will freeze to death.
Oh, I figured with all that running, it would keep it warm.
Maybe. He's got the fur. I don't know. We should test this.
Let's go buy a bunch of hamsters, put them in sub-zero temperatures, and force them to run. We won't get attacked by PETA or anybody for that.
I don't think anyone's going to be pissed about that.
If we get some Australian dwarf hamsters, they'll probably pay us to get rid of them evil little fuckers. God, I hated those. Did I ever tell you about those?
No.
We had three of these hamsters. A friend of mine had like a whole fucking bunch of them and was like, we want to get rid of them, so take some. And I was like, all right, and I took three of them. Thought they were all girls. One of them was a boy. Huh. So, like, within a couple months, we have, like, 16 of these goddamn things roaming around this cage.
Oh, God.
And you can't pet them. You can't play with them. You reach into the cage and they bite you. The most fun thing about them was that, like, three of them would try to climb in the wheel at once and, like, flip all over the place. One would get it going, and then the other two didn't know what the hell to do, and so it would fling them off. But yeah, you couldn't touch them. You couldn't handle them at all. They were the most miserable little animals. And then eventually they started to eat each other.
What?
Yes. I would wake up. They would have a full food dish, full food, full water, everything. And I would look in there and there would be one hamster not moving. And I'd be like, oh man, I think it died. And I'd reach in to pull it out of the cage and it would be hollowed out.
Oh my God.
It would be a husk. And the underside would be gone and all of its insides gone.
Why?
I don't know. These little fuckers are evil.
Okay, this podcast goal is to now make that species extinct.
You have cannibalistic dwarf hamsters. Of course they're from Australia, because everything in Australia wants to kill you.
Australian dwarf hamster.
I think they were Australian. They might have been Austrian. I'm not sure.
Let me just search for dwarf hamster cannibalism. Chinese dwarf hamster cannibalism. Russian dwarf hamster cannibalism. Robo dwarf hamster cannibalism?
I'm pretty sure they weren't robots.
Pet owner talk. Help, my hamster is a cannibal. I woke up today in shock to find that one of my three dwarf hamsters has died, and its stomach and hind leg being chewed off. I just couldn't believe this happened. It's less than 14 days since I first bought them, and they all seem to get along very well. I do understand that the regular Syrian hamsters need to be separated when they grow older. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm not the only one that this happened to. I would imagine that since, I wasn't, but...
Since the natural instinct in most hamsters is to eat the sick, injured, or crippled, my first thought is that the hamster who passed away might have had health problems you were unaware of. I doubt it's because you gave them less food. Behavior is uncommon with dwarfs, but I have heard of it happening. Definitely would not put another hamster in the same cage as the other two, and I would even separate the two that are remaining.
Or put a fight on pay-per-view and see which hamster comes out alive.
This guy is also saying possibly multiple males fighting over females, and then they ate the loser.
That's the worst loss ever.
Hamsters are fucking cut. Like, you don't get laid, and we're going to eat.
Yeah.
Hamsters are fucking cutthroat.
I mean, I had, like, before we got these ones, I had a teddy bear hamster, and I loved that thing.
Yeah.
It's just a big ball of fluff that you could play with, and we let it loose in the house in the little plastic ball, and the cats would chase it, and it's like, that thing was a lot of fun. And then we got these evil fucking dwarf hamsters, and god damn. Yeah, not fun. So don't get dwarf hamsters, people.
Don't buy fucking dwarf hamsters.
In fact, kill any dwarf hamsters that you find.
We need to change the subject to something much cheerier now, because I'm depressed as fuck now.
These adorable little creatures are eating each other.
Like, one day my kid's going to be like, Dad, can we get a hamster? And I'll be like, fuck you, no.
Well, get a nice hamster. Don't get a dwarf hamster, especially don't get groups of dwarf hamsters.
We're going to get a dog, like normal people.
Or get a chinchilla.
We're going to get a bigger hamster so it can eat us.
It's like a hamster and a rabbit.
It's a hambit.
Plus, they shoot lasers.
I feel like the internet is misleading you about that one.
No. They fly and shoot lasers and are giant rabbit hamster squirrels.
I was wondering why Tumblr had a giant heart by their fucking thing. And
oh, because it's sad
day. And I remembered what day it is.
Single people be sad day.
Welcome to Singles Awareness Day. if you're listening to this, I know it's not Valentine's Day anymore. Actually, it is. Tomorrow is Valentine's. This is going up on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this and it is Valentine's Day, and you really hate Valentine's Day, and you really just fucking think it's a horrible holiday, I'm going to give you the biggest tip right now to make the holiday a lot easier to tolerate. Just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't want to hear it. Oh, I hate this fucking commercial. No, fuck you.
Yeah, you notice that the people always bitch about the commercialization of it when they don't have anybody, but when they do have someone who's buying them shit, suddenly they love the day? Or at least they don't say anything about it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're all hypocrites. And I hate every one of you.
Okay. On the upside, 24 hours from now, I will be raiding discount Valentine's Day candy. So there is one thing about this holiday.
I'll be eating pounds of poor quality Walmart chocolate.
Only the best for my bowels.
You're gonna shit out a brick of undigested plastic chocolate.
Goes out like it comes in.
Good lord.
So, I guess we need to address this as well. We have watched the Super Mega Force premiere.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that last night while we were trying to record this.
Of course, we watched it, like, it's not supposed to come out until this Saturday.
Right, and Nickelodeon released it a week early. Excuse me. Fuck. Professionalism.
Power Rangers.
God, why won't people give us money? Cannibal hamsters goat fucking belching?
Yeah.
Why won't people pay us to podcast?
That needs to be the new title of the show.
No, Cannibal Hamsters, which would also be a good name. Also, two podcasts in a row focusing on hamsters and their eccentricities.
Wait, what did we do last time? Oh, yeah, we had meat hamster last time. Or meat potato.
Meat potato.
It's your screen name, Michael. Come on now. Wake up. Jesus.
I noticed yesterday you still had that. I was very impressed. I was like, he stuck with it.
Oh, did you change yours back?
No, I didn't.
I figure if I don't have my real name up on my Twitter, then it's probably going to make it easier for employers to overlook the horrible ramblings that I put on there.
This guy thinks he should be allowed to fuck goats. So anyways, Nickelodeon released the Super Mega Force premiere a week early on their website at nick.com, I guess. PowerRangers.com. I don't fucking know. I just saw a link and I clicked it. For all I know, it was YouTube. For all I know, I have like 6 viruses on my computer now.
PowerNick.net.
Of course you know it.
I don't know. I don't even know that if PowerNick is a goddamn website.
Look it up, because I feel like PowerNick is not the type of website you want to just type into your bar.
PowerNick.net. Go.
That's going to be
problem loading page. Server not found.
Aw.
So now I would like to announce my new comic venture, Power Nick.
Just buy this website. So yes.
Yes, Power Rangers, Super Mega Force. Awful name.
Awful name.
Said that months ago, though.
Sounds like the Dollar General discount version of knockoff of Power Rangers that you buy your kids because you don't want to buy the real thing because it's $10 a pop for a figure.
It's the Big Lots Power Rangers figure.
I'm really admiring the restraint of Nickelodeon not to, or Saban, or whoever's in charge of it, to not release those Ranger keys as blind bags like I had been saying they probably would.
Oh, they haven't? I haven't been to a toy store since all the Megaforce stuff has started coming out, so I have no idea about merchandise.
They're sold in key packs of three based on the series they're from, and you can see which one they are. I thought for sure those would be like $5 a pop, one key per bag, blind bags, where you were just kind of like, I'm going to buy this and see what I get.
Yeah.
So I admire their restraint not to do that.
Where you end up with 24 of the one that's awful.
Yeah, we've got 16 red Power Ranger keys, no Green Ranger.
I'm thinking you get, like, Ninja Storm Yellow 400 times.
Why do I keep getting green RPM?
I have spent thousands of dollars and I keep getting Ziggy. I hate it.
I could morph into the green RPM Ranger for literally the rest of my life, still have unused keys. But I admire their restraint on that. The toys are cropping up left and right. They are not exactly like the Gokaiger toys, obviously. They're modified heavily. For starters, everything is like a third of the size of the Gokaiger merchandise, from what I could tell.
Well, I think, like,
Tiny!
I think they wanted it to sort of match up with the Mighty Morphin figures that they released,
yeah,
like 2 years ago.
Well, no, I mean like the figures look different. The figures are like the like 6-inch scale, kind of beefy. I don't think they match up with the 20th anniversary Power Rangers.
But they have 4-inch figures as well.
The fake. Do they have 4-inch figures?
Yeah.
Too? Oh, I only saw like the big like freaking action things. They may not have put out the 4-inch ones when I saw all these, but I mean, like the accessories, like the freaking legendary sword, whatever they call it, I can't remember. And
professionalism, way to do your research and know what you're talking about.
The cutlass and the pirate gun and the they're smaller than their Japanese.
Which is funny, because the Japanese are smaller than us.
I regret letting you take that.
Hey, Mike, take over. Racism! Okay, I'm taking it back.
I'll just be dehydrated for the rest of this episode. Chris, if you don't drink water, you're going to die. But if I drink water, Mike's going to be, like, really racist.
If I stop talking, Mike's going to ruin the podcast.
All right, I'm going to take a drink of water, Mike.
Okay.
I think black people... Nope!
You know what the problem with the Jews is?
Oh, damn it. Can't take a sip of fucking water. So yeah, the toys are out. Toys don't look terrible. I'm kind of debating buying one of those red legendary Ranger masks.
Because you're
fucking... Just so I can swear it's a Captain Marvelous mask and hang it on my fucking wall.
Totally.
Oh, that looks like a Super Mega Force. Fuck you! It's Gokaiger. But I really liked the pilot. It's very well done.
Yeah, I thought that it was probably better than anything that Megaforce had. But like I said, I think that they wanted to just get through the Gokaiger footage quickly. Yeah.
Just had to kind of tough it out.
Yeah, it's like because Toei was being all, "No, you can't skip seasons."
But now we say that, and but now we know now we know they're skipping the next season.
Yeah, they're skipping GoBusters and going to Koryuger.
Koryuger, yes.
Koryuger, the dinosaur.
It's gonna be Dino Charge.
That's
which feels to me like kind of like they're trying to soft reboot the franchise. Like we just did the 20-year fan wankery, and now we're gonna start over.
No, they're not gonna do that. They're gonna continue going with it.
Jason David Frank still needs his pancakes. So
we're not driving you home this time.
That's that noise that Tommy always made. I'm sorry, Kimberly. I ruined the float for the Angel Grove parade. I'll fix it. I promise.
Don't worry. The monster we're fighting this week is made of flowers. So when we kill it, it'll just fix the float.
I wish Tommy was here to help us kill this monster so he could use these flowers for his float, but I hear he's off in the woods all by himself practicing with his katana that he never uses again.
He's not Troy.
There was an episode where he did that. I remember it very clearly. Tommy was just like in a random woods clearing with a katana. And I'm like, where did this come from?
It was just one of the many times that they had to get rid of him because they didn't have footage to use.
And, you know, of course, to use his katana, I mean, he's, I gotta take my wrist communicator off. It gets in the way of my katana.
What if he was swinging his katana around and hit his communicator? It would break.
Yeah, and now he's just lost a hand.
Hey.
What's he gonna... Oh, I lost a hand. I'm sorry, Kimberly. I know that was your favorite hand. I'll sew it back on.
When,
I promise.
When they morph, limbs that they lost grew back. That's why Zach had his missing finger. So if he morphed when his hand got cut off, it'd be fine.
Just like holds the stump
I
up
got
and
nothing
morphs
for the goddamn missing finger. I got nothing for that. God damn it. You just went right through that. You just walked right through it. Didn't even stop to acknowledge.
I'm sorry. Walter Emanuel Jones, who legendarily played Zach, the Black Racist Ranger, the Black Racism Ranger, had a missing finger that was present when he was morphed because, and I'm apologizing in advance for shitting on your childhoods, it was not actually Walter Jones in that costume doing the fight sequences. I'm sorry. I had to break it to
you.
It'd
be kind of funny if they put him in there, though, and he made a fist, and that missing middle finger was just kind of flopping around on the glove.
You're going down, monster. Flop, 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 flop.
Zach, stop flipping off the monster. This is a kid show. I'm not! It doesn't move with the rest of my hand.
Zordon probably just, like, filled that one finger of the glove with lead pellets or something.
Now you can punch extra hard because you have, like, a built-in brass knuckle.
But he never punched. He did hip-hop keto. Do, 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 do.
Anyway.
I can't imagine why he wouldn't want to come back for the fucking anniversary. I'm sure he's holding out for Space Case's 20th anniversary.
I would totally watch that.
I would absolutely watch the fuck out of that. But something tells me Jewel State wouldn't come back for that.
Why not?
She's very busy, like, with an actual career right now.
What is she doing?
Let me go check IMDb.
Exactly.
She's running every night through your dreams.
Well, that is not a career. That is not a career for actual Jewel State.
By the way, can I point out, how the fuck do you make a movie about Pompeii?
Yeah, when
it's like Titanic, but like ramped up to 100. You know how it's gonna end.
We went and saw goddamn I, Frankenstein. And the trailer for that came on, and I just leaned over to Matt, and I'm, spoiler alert, the volcano erupts.
Spoiler alert, literally everyone dies.
It is kind of sad, though, when you're watching the trailer, and everyone's, like, running for the boats and trying to get away. It's like, no, they're all dead. We know how this ended. It doesn't end history well.
History says this ended worse than the Titanic. She was on 5 episodes of The Killing, and she just did 6 episodes of a TV series called Animism, which, it's animated. Thank God. I was going to say, what? That looks terrible. Jewel State, what happened to you? Anyways.
Animism. It's like Big Bang Theory for anime nerds.
Waka waka waka. Super Mega Force. Moving away from that tangent.
We always got to go back to Mighty Morphin and somehow something barely related to it.
Scraping through. We're still here. So Super Mega Force, the first episode was the adaptation of the first 2 Gokaiger episodes. Mm-hmm. I really liked it. I thought it was really well done. I thought the editing was great. I liked that as you mentioned, a lot of the gunplay is still there. I was kind of surprised by that. They didn't, like, try to tweak it into freaking, like, laser blasts or anything like that.
Yeah. Which, even then, if they had done that, just added some, like, laser effects to it, I wouldn't have minded, because at least, like, the core footage was still there, and they still showed, like, these characters are the gun characters, and these characters are the sword characters. I don't know how fucking Noah suddenly became a master swordsman. But...
Yeah. Give me your sword. What? Why? I can use it. No, you really can.
No, you're kind of the dumpy nerd. You can't use swords. Like,
your last
Joe?
Weapon was a freaking rifle, and you couldn't use it. It's you remember there was that kind of like weird Disney era where they were like, you can't even have a punch sound effect, so every punch sounded like a laser blast.
Yeah, it was all explosions, so, and
it's all explosions.
But that was Disney.
Yeah. Oh, Disney.
Not knocking Disney, because I still love them.
But boy, did you fuck up Power Rangers for a little bit there. Which is weird, because they started off so strong, and then at the end, it was just like, ah, no, who cares?
They started off with Ninja Storm. I don't know that they started strong.
All things considered, they started off strong. Not as strong as they were, not as strong as Saban ended, I guess you could argue.
See, their last one was Wild Force? Yes.
Yes. Sure.
Yes, because there was the behind-the-scenes video that came out where it was like the last day of Wild Force, and they had a big dry erase board that said like the countdown to Disney takeover or something like that.
But the one thing I mentioned that bugged me about it, not comparing the two, but...
You are comparing them!
It made me appreciate more how quiet the Gokaigers were when I'm watching this footage, and I remember the Gokaiger footage where it was just like a straight action scene, and I'm watching it on Super Mega Force, and they just do not shut the fuck up ever. Take my gun, double your firepower, ha, let's get the job, no, shut the fuck up! Stop talking! You were supposed to be only uttering kias.
But then go back and watch some Mighty Morphin shit. They did that stuff too.
No, I know. I remember.
It's they. I've just. They've never shut up.
This is the first season where I've watched the Sentai that it is tied to. So it's really standing out. What is different?
So you're comparing.
No, I'm just saying.
You're comparing!
I have gained an appreciation
for how quiet the Japanese people are. Are they just kind of let shit happen instead of calling every shot they make like a John Cena match?
I guess you could say the Super Mega Force calls so loud even John Cena's like, guys, shut the fuck up.
Guys, I can hear your spot calling. Yeah, it's when they...
I did like it, though.
The only time that it really kind of stood out to me was when Emma threw her sword to Gia,
yes,
and she yells out, like, Super Mega Force Sword Whip, or whatever, and starts doing the gimmick that with it.
That was the moment where I was like, wow, the Gokaigers were very quiet right here.
Yeah. Her Gokaiger was kind of like, hey, okay, and then whipping the swords around, kicking the shit out of the monsters.
Yeah, and Super Mega Force is like, commentary! I did think for sure at the end there, where they were like, we need a teacher. I thought for sure that would be Tommy wandering in.
He's not going to come back. He's not going to be like a full-time character on the...
No, I know, but I thought for sure that would be like the moment where they go, ah, look, shit hit the fan. It's Tommy.
I'm very surprised at how well the city picked up after this huge invasion of monsters.
Everything's fucked. No, we're good.
I like that they did make mention of that, though, as they're all walking into class, like, oh, we cleaned up pretty quick, didn't we? Yep.
They gave more explanation to that than they did why Jake's Ranger Key is the wrong color.
I loved that.
That was a great, like, I was like, okay, here it comes. Let's see what bullshit they pulled out of there. No, never mind.
That was so awesome. I have a perfect explanation for why your key's green and not black. Alien attack.
Guess you guys better go be Power Rangers now.
I have an explanation, but there's no time right now. And they will probably never mention it.
It will never be mentioned again.
But I would love if it was like a running gag.
I imagine if it is mentioned again, it will be like just some throwaway joke in the very last episode.
It's like, I would love if like every time he was like, okay, Gosei, why am I green now? Well, because aliens.
They find out at the end Gosei's been summoning the aliens because he doesn't like confrontation.
I ran out of black paint. I'm sorry.
There's only so much black fabric on this island, and I really like satin sheets. Okay? There. It's out.
And later Tommy can be like, I was green and turned black. It's like the opposite. We're like brothers. Yeah!
We're like brothers, Jake. It's great. You want to go off in the woods and practice with our katanas?
Too bad they don't have Adam back, because he did the same thing.
Tommy would be like, I did the same thing too. And Adam would be like, at least you aren't a frog.
You're not a frog that drove a minivan. Sad face.
All right, Tommy, you get the sweet sports car.
No one knows what the fuck we're talking about.
And Justin, you're going to get a freaking Humvee. And Adam, you get a soccer mom van. Because Carlos may need to go to a soccer game.
Now who's racist?
Carlos played soccer, didn't he?
Racist.
I vaguely remember Carlos being a soccer player.
He wasn't TJ the soccer player?
I think they were all soccer players because soccer was a thing and the Power Rangers have to be active. So kids are like, we gotta go play soccer like the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Me and my friend played Calvin Ball.
I think TJ and Carlos played soccer. Ashley was the cheerleader for the soccer team. And Cassie did
was
something.
An orphan. Cassie was an orphan whose parents never saw her again.
Yes, Cassie went off and played her guitar because she didn't really like the other Rangers.
I don't belong here. Should have went home instead of staying in this shithole town.
Monsters never attack Stone Canyon.
This is true. This is very true.
They should have just kept going. They would have been safer.
We have to get out and help everybody. Let's load them on the bus and just take them to Stone Canyon. They'll be fine.
If they had just relocated the entirety of Angel Grove, just like a county over, the entire Power Rangers wouldn't exist. Like, we're going to attack the city. Rita, there is no city. Well, fuck.
Rita's escaped. Call two guys in a truck.
Then all Power Rangers would be Bulk and Skull.
You think we get 20 years of Bulk and Skull, like, trying to slowly relocate Angel Grove one county over?
Brick by brick.
Oh,
it's taken,
man,
20 years, but we finally got a building over to Stone Canyon.
The evil cement layer saga was really epic.
How are we going to carry this whole thing? No!
God damn.
The evil cement layer saga. Jesus.
It's still Jason David Frank.
He's just laying on the ground.
I'm going to lay the weakest cement at Angel Grove. It's going to crumble.
He's driving a sinister cement mixer.
Doesn't drive it. He's got a cement trowel that's a flute.
Also a flute.
Well, that wouldn't work with a trowel. I guess it would have to be like...
It wouldn't work with a dagger either, but they did it.
Maybe it's like, you know, his cement recorder, I guess? Or like an ocarina, maybe?
He plays hot cross buns on his recorder trowel and...
It works. It works because we learned that's Skull's favorite song, and he's distracted and has to dance every time it plays.
He summons his evil cement mixer.
Hot cross buns playing eerily in the background as it looms in on Skull. Bulk just can't run fast enough to pull him out of the way.
Some Toei executive's going to hear this, and that's going to be the next Sentai. After the train one. After Train Rangers, it's going to be Evil Cement Mixer.
I can't wait to see how they adapt Tokyogre.
God.
It's like Toei was like, maybe that's why they did the train one. Toei was like, oh, you're going to Busters? Don't worry. We got something real special for you.
I'm convinced that now Toei's given up on Power Rangers or Super Sentai. And so now they're just continuing to make the show to fuck with Americans.
Yeah, you guys really like that Gokaiger, huh? Yeah, check this one out. Yeah, that's a morphing teddy bear.
Yeah, you really dig pirates and dinosaurs, don't you? Here's trains.
Trains.
Because trains are as badass as pirates and dinosaurs.
Can't wait for like the 3-episode railroad crossing safety arc.
Well, in Japan it'll be 3 episodes. In America it's going to be half an episode.
The rest is going to be filler about how Ernie's brain freeze can't get their, I don't know, freaking avocado and...
They can't get their wheat germ through the...
Avocado and wheat germ through the train tracks because some kids keep laying down on them. Kids keep putting pennies on the tracks and derailing the trains.
My wheat germ train got derailed because these fucking kids were putting pennies on it.
All right, Train Rangers, we have to destroy all the pennies.
They get into a fight with the Federal Reserve.
What fight? They just drive their super train through it.
But then they have to get like a legion of migrant workers to lay down the track for them to drive it into the Federal Reserve Bank.
The like inevitably like spazzy blue or green ranger is just like hanging out the side of the train yelling, woo woo!
Oh god, they're gonna have that, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
They're going to have some asshole sticking his head out the side of the train going, woo, woo.
Chugga 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 chugga.
That just gave me an awful headache.
Oh man, I'm so intrigued by Tokyo. I really want to watch it.
So do I.
Because I'm like, God, it looks like it'd be shit, but they've done so good.
But it's got to be that part of that cycle where they eventually do the comedy one.
The joke season.
It's got to be. And I wish that, like, Saban fucked it up with Turbo.
Uh-huh.
Probably because they had, like, sort of quote-unquote serious themes going into Turbo that they really couldn't make it a comedy season. But now that they're doing, like, every team on its own, it's like, then just go with it. Make it a comedy season if that's what it's supposed to be.
Don't make it weird. Don't make me have to accept that there was a serious storyline where the Power Rangers were baked into a pizza.
Although Disney took the comedy storyline and turned it into the end of the world.
Which storyline was that?
It was RPM.
Oh, right.
Like, hey, you've got these giant anime-eyed bird cars in a post-apocalyptic world that's been taken over by technology.
Leather jackets.
There is one city left. They did goddamn Terminator with the comedy season of Sentai.
Maybe they'll do like the Power Rangers take on 24 with Tokyo Ghoul then.
Every episode's a day?
Yes. Well, just an afternoon.
Well, if they did it like, it's 24 episodes and every episode is 1 hour in that day, then we'd only get like one Megazord fight the entire season.
Like two episodes would be them trying to maneuver the Megazords together.
And it would chronologically be the shortest season because it would only be one day.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a monster attacking. Fucked it. We win.
The season where the villains were just like, oh, Christ. Oh, no. No, we're going home. This is stupid.
Their trains are too strong for us. Too rich for my blood. I'm going home.
We could take this. It's just like one team of superheroes with trains. What? 21? Oh, fuck that.
Oh, God.
I guess it's only 20 since.
Yeah, so Megaforce, Super Megaforce, trains.
Super discount Megatrain.
I'm really looking forward to Amtrak Force. That's going to be a great season.
Oh, man. The kids hang out by the freaking railroad station. I bet there's a juice bar in a railroad station for that season. It'd be Ernie, and he's like just like on a national juice bar tour.
Or remember, like in Zio, when they moved the health club to the beach.
Vaguely,
yeah, it's gonna be like that, where it's just another location, but for instead of being at the beach where kids would want to hang out, it's at the train tracks.
Oh,
and the team is just so naively loyal to Ernie that they keep going to this restaurant out by the train tracks.
It's just they're like, I mean, the shakes are really good.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a lie. None of those shakes have ever looked appealing.
Well, it's all those health food shakes. They all look like sludge.
You remember when you were in high school?
High school?
Are they in high school? I just had that moment where I said that and I thought, they play a little young. I assume high school.
Oh, they're
it's always been high school.
Like the current team?
Yes.
Yeah, they're in high school.
Yeah. You remember when you're in high school and you wanted your like wheat, barley, and avocado yogurt shake after class?
Hey, I loved me some Jamba Juice, which that is essentially the same thing.
That could explain what's wrong with your asshole. Just like years of Jamba Juice seeping in.
Except I'd go in there and there'd be like all these mixtures of fruits and vegetables and everything. It's like, I want the chocolate peanut butter one. Like, you know, we got healthy ones, right? Fuck it. I want the chocolate peanut butter one.
Healthy ones. This is America.
Whatever, Jamba Boy, just mix up the chocolate and peanut butter and shut the fuck up.
I'm not paying you to give me your opinion. You're that asshole.
I am. Like, I know what you got. I can read your menu. I know what I want. Give it. Shut the fuck up and make my smoothie.
Chocolate peanut butter, step on it!
I'd see the people getting that same one, but they'd like try to make it healthy by putting in the supplements and stuff. It's like, you're just wrecking it.
I like the chocolate peanut butter smoothie, but I'd like you to take away everything good about the chocolate peanut butter smoothie. Yeah,
could you make it taste like cardboard? Thanks.
Thank you!
So yeah, so I could, especially now, everything is so fucking health-oriented.
Yes. And none of it's actually healthy.
No, it's all chemicals. It's like it's good for you. You can't
pronounce
anything
in water is
in
good
it,
for you.
Yeah. So I could imagine that they go to some awful smoothie place and hang out there, drinking the sludge drinks.
Ernie's sludge slurp.
Ugh.
This has been an exciting podcast.
It really hasn't.
When you work your way through the cannibalistic hamsters, there's some good talk about Power Ranger sludge.
I think we had some good stuff with the train.
We did.
Train Rangers, God.
Train Rangers. I hope they're all, like, phobic of flying. That's why they're on the, train.
You could teleport right to the command center.
Train. Train.
About that. Like, how do we teleport? Oh, you turn to this ball of energy and fly through the air. Fly. Yeah. No.
Gonna take a pass.
Could you maybe make a super powerful train that just barrels through everything and gets us there? That's not very inconspicuous. Don't really care. Not flying.
Just giant train.
Yeah, and do the current trains, like, have to get out of the way for this super colorful train that's coming through?
Maybe they, like, fuse... Oh, that was the other thing that stood out to me about the Super Mega Force premiere. When they showed
the trains?
I'm scrolling around the internet right now. When they showed the footage of all the Rangers for the Legend War, and it was very clearly American footage. They're not going to use any footage from the Japanese Legend War, are they?
Probably not, because it's got... They're not going to acknowledge the Ranger teams from before.
Yeah, but they use that footage for, like, Troy's vision at the beginning of Megaforce.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had, like, the, like, Legendary War, pretty nice-looking Japanese costumes, and now you've got the not-quite-as-nice-looking American costumes.
Eh. Eh.
I will say this, Theo appears to be the correct size. The blue Wild Force Ranger.
Oh yeah.
In this picture, I'm like, he appears to be correctly much smaller than everybody else. He's a wee little ranger.
But yeah, it's like they don't want to acknowledge anything that happened before the Mighty Morphin teams of Zoo Ranger.
Yeah.
So or what one?
Shit! I almost said Gohanger.
Die Ranger.
Die Ranger.
That was the one that they cut out.
Yeah.
Between that and. Alien Rangers.
They sort of cut it out.
Yeah, but I mean, they still use that footage for at least the last like 10 episodes.
Yeah,
of season 3. But still, yeah. So I can understand why they would start using American footage for that. Even though you don't get the what I thought was pretty clever that they had Turbo Ranger fighting alongside Car Ranger.
Yeah,
I'm like, they got Turbo Ranger and Power Ranger Turbo together. And Robert's looking at me like, what? Like, that one was called Turbo Ranger in Japan, and then Car Ranger was Turbo over in America. Huh?
What?
I'm the only one that gets jokes.
Look, I'm gonna make a chart.
Didn't they also do that joke in the episode with Car Ranger Red? He said turn into Turbo Ranger, and they turned into that team, and he's like, no.
Yes, I feel like yes.
I think they did that joke there, too. And again, I laughed and no one got it.
Somewhere in Japan, someone is laughing with you.
Yeah, I'm sure the
Americans.
I'm sure
the Americans
loved it.
Fucked that one up.
Yeah, I'm sure the Japanese people got a huge kick out of it. I got a huge kick out of it, but then everyone that I told about it's like, huh, what? Why is that funny?
I love that you told people about it. I've just learned that nobody's going to get it.
I've tried to get people to watch Gokaiger,
mm-hmm.
and then they don't get some of the jokes in it. And I have to remember that not everyone is as massive a nerd as me.
Right.
And that makes me sad. But still, it's something I have to learn to accept.
Something you have to deal with.
Silence.
My internet took a crap.
Hang on.
Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. My internet momentarily took a crap.
Oh, so then you were probably talking when I didn't hear anything.
Yes. Well, you, like, slowed down, so there was no gap over here. It was weird. It was fucking weird. So, moving on. Away from Power Rangers.
Away from Power Rangers? We got, like, 3 minutes left of this podcast.
No, because we gotta cut out all the ums and uhs and silence. We got, like, 20 minutes left. We're good. Technically, we have as long as we want, because it's our fucking show, man.
Yeah, but we shouldn't stretch this out to more than an hour.
Nah, we did that one 2-hour long Power Rangers special and it happened.
Yeah, it exists. It's out there.
It's no. There.
We should not go longer than an hour. I think that an hour is far too much of us. As it
Moving
is.
On. Uh-oh. Are you there? Hello? Mike?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. Huh?
What?
Hi.
What?
You can hear me?
Oh. I can hear you.
Oh, no.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Okay.
Hey, good show, everybody. Fuck it. We'll see you next week.
Bye!
Professionalism!